to Jay Sekulow. Frankly, if you were writing a script, you couldn't make this stuff up. More emails missing, not just Lois Lerner, five others.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
Another stunning admission by the IRS that even more emails linked to that political targeting scandal may be lost. The revelation comes amid controversy over whether the Lois Lerner emails were in fact saved on any kind of backup system. You see the world through your cynical eyes. Which would contradict testimony from the IRS chief, who could appear before Congress again just days from now.
With this endless parade of distractions and political posturing and phony scandals, Washington's taken its eye off the ball. You're fooling yourself if you don't
believe it. Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
House Oversight and Government Reform Committee Chairman Daryl Issa reacting in part, saying the IRS's ever-changing story is practically impossible to follow at this point. As they modify it each time to accommodate new facts, this pattern must stop.
Friday, the IRS said the emails of five others requested by Congress might be unrecoverable. In their statement, the IRS wrote, quote, throughout this review, the IRS has found no evidence that any IRS personnel deliberately destroyed any evidence. To the contrary, the computer issues identified appear to be the same sorts of issues routinely experienced by employees with the IRS in other government agencies and the private sector.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Well, don't fool yourself, but the fact is the IRS is thinking that we're all being fooled. No one is. Five more groups of individuals' emails vanished, gone, no longer exist. And the White House and the Department of Justice want us to believe that just, well, things just happen. And computers crash, and this is what just happened. And it just happened to be during the time of the IRS targeting. And it just happened to be the five individuals that were the closest to the IRS targeting. And it just so happened to be that it was the, not only the five people that were closest to it, but the ones that had communications with guess who? Not just Lois Lerner, but also the Department of Justice and the White House counsel. And those emails vanish. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Who should be held responsible for this one? 800-684-3110. By the way, that song Fooling Yourself, the famous Stick song, our band did a version of it. We put it up on Facebook on Friday evening. If you go down and scroll down to my page on Facebook, Jay Sekulow, you'll see it down there on Friday. It has had, it's been gone to, I think, 1,150,000 Facebook pages, 350,000 views, 4,000 comments. Great rendition of that song, Fooling Yourself. You'll be hearing that a lot on the broadcast today, and I encourage you to go ahead and take a look at that on at Facebook. ACLJ.org or Jay Sekulow on Facebook. It's my Facebook, official Facebook page. I want to go to Jordan in Washington on Spikes. If you want to talk to us on air, it's 800-684-3110. Jordan, 30 seconds here, 40 seconds. Set the stage for what has now happened.
Yeah, well, now the IRS has actually said that, yes, the missing emails that, remember, the commissioner came back to the committee and said, you reported that too early. He chastised Congress and chastised the media and said, this is the problem. They're not really missing. We were just talking about mobile devices, not computers. Well, now they are missing. And these are five key individuals. We're talking about Judy Kindle, Lois Lerner's former senior advisor, IRS tax law specialist Justin Lowe, who worked with Kindle, the IRS manager Ron Shoemaker. He was the one notifying people like Andrew Strecla, who's now, you know, missing, and he was the DOJ attorney who also worked with Lerner and the White House counsel, and two Cincinnati IRS officials.
So you basically, folks, the entire scheme from Justice Department lawyers, the lawyer Jordan mentioned was with the Justice Department and the IRS, IRS officials, agents, missing, amazingly gone, vanished, fooling yourself. Not really. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. I want your comments on this, 800-684-3110. By the way, 106,725 of you have joined with me in saying a special independent prosecutor now on the IRS. Let's do that. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. We've got the government running on this, folks. Let's go in and end this. Get the special prosecutor. ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255.
Each week, each congressional hearing produces more evidence of corruption inside the Obama administration's IRS. As more details about the targeting scheme surface, one thing is absolutely clear. The Obama administration, the IRS, continues to stonewall, continues to deceive Americans about the politically motivated, well-orchestrated scheme to unlawfully target conservative groups. It's also clear that we won't get the truth from the Obama administration's own investigation. That's why it's time to appoint a special prosecutor, an independent counsel that can cut through the administration's deflections and delays and get to the bottom of what happened. The ACLJ is moving forward with its federal lawsuit to get the truth. Now it's time for the Attorney General to appoint an independent special prosecutor to probe this IRS targeting scandal. Sign on to our petition demanding the Attorney General act now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
This is Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel for the ACLJ. The battle to defend our religious freedom is being fought in courtrooms at the highest level. The need for exceptionally trained lawyers to protect our future is vital. Regent University School of Law is the nation's preeminent Christian law program for anyone considering a career in law today. ABA-accredited Regent Law ranks top 10 in the nation in faculty, according to the Princeton Review. With over 66 awards, Regent also placed in the top two in the Oxford University Global Moot Court Championship, besting both Oxford and Cambridge. The ACLJ is located on Regent's campus in Virginia Beach, Virginia, offering students an unprecedented opportunity to work on landmark Supreme Court cases through our association. Real-world training by real-world lawyers for today's unprecedented challenges. Come and study law where the law began. For information, go to regent.edu/law. That's regent.edu/law. We also have a missing lawyer here, and this is one of the interesting aspects of this. This is this attorney Strickla, who was at both IRS and Andrew Strickla, IRS and at White House Counsel's office and at DOJ, and all three times working on this case. And Jordan, he's kind of gone. I mean, he's like missing in action here.
Yeah, that's right. Congressman Jim Jordan has actually sent a letter to the Attorney General. That was last week, and there was a deadline of Friday, so I think we'll find out today the newest Department of Justice response, because the Congressional Committee has asked for his contact information, and the DOJ just came back and said, well, he no longer works for us, and they really are trying to impede and prevent the Congressional Committees who are investigating the IRS scandal from figuring out where Andrew Strickla is. So that you know, and this is again one of those issues where it looks like more cover up, more obstruction, more delay from the Department of Justice trying to again keep this attorney away from the investigators who may have questions for him.
I think the whole thing is outrageous. I mean, you got not only missing emails, now we have missing lawyers that were the main link in this whole chain. These were the same people that were writing up questions like, "What are the contents of your prayer? What members of Congress have you met with, and have you prayed with them? What you say? And how can you maintain a pro-life position? Because that's purely emotive." So I want to know who all these people are. 2 years later, we're still, a year and a half later, we're still asking that question. Who are these people and where are they? We're going to be taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. It's not just in the missing emails, folks. It's the missing lawyer that DOJ will not let anyone speak to. You think we need an independent counsel? I do. That's the only way we're going to ever get an answer here. Go to aclj.org and sign that petition. Now we're at 107,000. Let's get to 110,000 by the time everybody gets back to work in Washington. aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's aclj.org or 877-989-2255. It's critical that we hear from you. Very important that we hear from you. Add your name to this petition urging that independent counsel. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Let me play for you. Leland Vitter was just on Fox News just moments ago that about this whole situation. Listen to number 9.
We have learned the emails of another 5 people in the middle of the IRS targeting scandals vanished amid more computer problems. The IRS commissioner is due to testify before Congress again next week, and you can imagine this will be front and center. Along with charges, all of the emails could actually be on backup tapes that so far haven't been released to Congress.
Vanished. I mean, everybody's vanishing. I mean, the lawyer that's in charge of it, we can't get in touch with him. The emails to Lois Lerner, those vanished, or BlackBerry's wiped out after the investigation started. And now the people that were receiving the emails or were involved in the process, even the agents, those are vanished too. I mean, Jordan, nobody is buying this, nor is Congress. No one is buying this.
No, that's right. I mean, this is one of those situations, again, where it's the IRS is trying to and really trying to live in this land where it's not reality. It's la-la land. And this is, again, this goes back to Congress had already discovered this. And the IRS commissioner then scolded Congress because he said, well, we're not actually sure that we lost those, that was just a media leak, and that's the problem with this investigation. He got really nasty and indignant with Congress. And then they come back, of course, the Friday before Congress returns to Washington, D.C., Friday afternoon. And I see this AP news alert, actually, and I'm like, wait, we've already seen this news alert once before. Is this really new again? And what it is a confirmation of not only were there five additional employees missing. So remember, that was that total six,
right?
Lois Lerner plus five others, but the names. So now we have the names of exactly whose emails were missing.
Well, this means, folks, we've got to fight back and take action. We're going to do that. Again, I urge you to sign on to that petition at ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Let's take some phone calls. Who do we have next, Jordan?
Let's go to Linda in California on line one. Linda, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Good morning, Jay. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a quick question. We have a son that worked for a business that did disaster recovery for the U.S. government in D.C. Have you contacted the company that did the work for the disaster recovery to find out if from them the ability to collect this information that you need? Because it's not as difficult as they're saying.
Yeah. So Congress has had forensic experts that say this is not exactly what your son says. It's not difficult to get. There are backup data. And then the IRS at some point came out and admitted that there were, in fact, backup data. But the words they used, Jordan, were what? It was too cumbersome, too burdensome to acquire the information that way.
That's absolutely right. I mean, that's exactly what they were saying, is that they couldn't really do that, that though they could try to get the information, that was just too difficult, too onerous was the words used by the Department of Justice. So this is, it's again, Linda, one of those situations where the answer to your question is there hasn't been these private companies that have tried to do this. The IRS has tried to do this internally. They say they've tried to do it internally through their criminal investigations unit. We don't know if the FBI has tried to contract outside companies to do this because the Department of Justice has been completely tight-lipped on that investigation, except for saying there is one, and really using that to try to stall Congress from getting information. So it's one of those situations, again, where we know this data is there, but the government has got its hands on it, and that right now they're trying to do everything they can to prevent access to it.
Let me tell you something else that's going on, and this is to put it in context. Remember, it was the IRS commissioner got up and testified in front of Dave Camp. I'm going to play it for you. Number 15. This is why, you know, folks, something really bad has happened in Washington, D.C. on this is very serious. The reason we're still talking about this is because this is a cover-up of unbelievable proportions. Listen to Dave Camp's testimony with the IRS Commissioner, number 15.
Do you know where the actual hard drive is that crashed in 2011?
I'm advised the actual hard drive, after it was determined that it was dysfunctional and that with experts no emails could be retrieved, was recycled and destroyed in the normal process. This was.
So was it physically destroyed?
That's my understanding.
So they knew they were under a criminal investigation, and they destroyed the evidence. You know, you get indicted for things like that, and that's the way it's supposed to work in a system of justice. And that's why, folks, I'm telling you, we don't get an independent counsel. We never know. This doesn't even address the missing lawyer. But if we don't get an independent counsel, we never get an answer. So I need you, look, everybody that's listening to me right now, we've asked you to do this before, you've done it, and over 100,000 of you have. Let's demand justice here. Demand the appointment of an independent counsel. Let's get Congress to make this happen, get the White House to make it happen. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. I urge you to sign your name to that list. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Jordan, let's talk about the practicality There's going to be another hearing this week. I know Than's in meetings right now, probably dealing with this issue. What are we expecting in the next week ahead when the commissioner's back on the stand?
Well, now we know the importance of the missing emails. It's not just speculation of who were these other five officials that were involved, but that these were the other officials that were really actively engaged in the IRS scandal from the beginning with Lois Lerner. So they were the ones we've seen their emails. These were the people who were emailing the DOJ attorneys, the people that were the closest to Lois Lerner. We're talking about her former senior advisor, a tax law specialist who worked for that advisor, the IRS manager who was contacting people like the missing DOJ lawyer who also worked at the White House until June of this summer, and then two of the Cincinnati IRS employees that were kind of the top-level managers there. So you put that together, and you basically had the IRS is declaring now that they have no emails, so all of the evidence is gone from the key people during the key period of time in the IRS targeting.
I mean, people need to hear this. My friend Cleta Mitchell was on the air with Bill Hemmer. I want to play this one too, folks. This is what's so unbelievable. I think Cleta hit it right. Here's Bill Hemmer's question to her.
Where is he? I mean, there's Google. He can find him that way. Is he hiding or what?
Well, he left, apparently, the Department of Justice just a few weeks ago. And the Department of Justice will neither tell Congressman Jordan or Congressman Issa where he is, but they've asked to interview him. And the Department of Justice says, well, we're going to represent him. And so they say, okay, fine, produce him. And they say, but he doesn't work for us. So they're trying to hide him, and I think for a good reason. Well, he knows a lot.
I think this is the link, folks. This guy was working in the White House. He was working for the President of the United States. So, you know, and maybe he's going to claim executive privilege. I don't know. When was that interview with Bill and Cleta? Friday? Yeah, so maybe things will change by. So it's 4 or 5 days old. Let's see what changes by today or tomorrow. We're pressing on this. We're expecting a decision from the judge literally any moment. All right, folks, we're taking a break. More of your calls when we come back. Time is flying. Remember this, though. We're here for another hour after this next segment. On SiriusXM, you get the full hour. So we'll be taking more of your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Jordan's going to let you know how you can sign up on this petition and demand that independent counsel be appointed. But if you want to talk to us on air, 800-684-3110.
Yep, right to the phones we go. That's 1-800-684-3110. If you want to get involved here, folks, call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org and sign this petition online. This is not a repeat, folks. Breaking news, 5 more IRS officials. They say their emails have gone missing. They were all linked to the targeting. Call now, 877-989-2255 or go to aclj.org and sign the petition online.
The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at aclj.org. That's aclj.org. Each week, each congressional hearing produces more evidence of corruption inside the Obama administration's IRS. As more details about the targeting scheme surface, one thing is absolutely clear. The Obama administration, the IRS, continues to stonewall, continues to deceive Americans about the politically motivated, well-orchestrated scheme to unlawfully target conservative groups. It's also clear that we won't get the truth from the Obama administration's own investigation. That's why it's time to appoint a special prosecutor prosecutor and independent counsel that can cut through the administration's deflections and delays and get to the bottom of what happened. The ACLJ is moving forward with its federal lawsuit to get the truth. Now it's time for the Attorney General to appoint an independent special prosecutor to probe this IRS targeting scandal. Sign on to our petition demanding the Attorney General act now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
That's John Elefante and John Schlitt and Mark Townsend and a host of others, John Lowry from Petra and me and a whole group of guys that are in play on Monday nights. And we've been using the song Fooling Yourself as one of our bumpers. And we decided to put it up on Friday, kind of mid-evening, like 7 or 8 o'clock at night. And we were stunned at the response. 4,000 comments, 310,000 views of the video, maybe a little bit more than 310,000. Went to 1,150,000 pages, impressions on Facebook. So we're going to encourage you to look at it also, and you can find it on Jay Sekulow Facebook. It's not up on ACLJ's yet. And a little bit later in the broadcast, I'm going to play a little bit more of the song so you get a sense of it. The most appropriate song for, I think, where the moment we're at right now. All right, let's go ahead and take another phone call, 1-800-684-3110. Hey, folks, let's get an independent counsel here. You know, I got missing lawyers, missing emails, missing Blackberries, no backup. I got a cover-up, and it goes right up to the White House because this guy worked in the White House. So join with us in this fight. I think we're finally figuring out the details slowly but surely. It's taken a long time. ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Let's go ahead and get another caller here.
Yeah, let's go to Alan in Texas on line 4. Alan, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Thanks, guys. Hey, my question is, what are the mathematical odds that this second set of emails can disappear?
I think zero. I mean, this is, and Alan, you ask a great question. Impossible. Not just the second set of five emails, but the second set of five emails going to the people that were the main participants in the event, and then at the time of the event. So it wasn't just five emails got wiped out in 2013. It was during the main targeting. Those five songs wiped out. Goodbye, gone. And then those five emails and their accounts. And then you got another thing. We keep going back to this. The missing lawyer. Who's the missing link? This is the guy that worked for the IRS, the White House, and the Department of Justice all on this. And he's not being made available. So, you know, there's more to it than meets the eye, they would say. Let me tell you something. This is a cover-up of unreal proportions, and they think we're being fooled. I mean, they think we're just going to take this and, you know, but, you know, that's why we picked the song Fooling Yourself, because I'm going to play 45 seconds of the song our band did, of the cover of the Stick song. We put our own twist to it, but it's the lyrics just like they were written. Listen to the lyrics. That will give you a sense of what's really going on in Washington, D.C. right now. You see the way. That's exactly, I think that is the theme. Well, anytime the IRS case comes up, that's the theme song. That's what it's going to be. And again, you can watch that on Facebook. I'll watch our band play it here at our offices and our media center. You're going to want to do that. You go to my Facebook, Jay Sekulow, at the Facebook, and it was posted Friday evening at about 7:45, so you can get it right there. Let's grab another phone call. Again, if you want to talk to us on air, lines are jammed right now, 800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. Let's take another caller.
Yeah, Lillian, California on line 6. Lillian, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. And
for doing this. My position is that I am kind of tired of the Democratic charade on the whole thing. And if I were the judge in charge of this, I would hold the people who are in charge of all these emails responsible. No email gets lost, even in a company outside. Companies back up all their emails,
right,
and outsource. So this is a game. It's a joke.
Yep.
So I would hold them, if you lost and the whole thing crashed, then you're responsible regardless of what was on it. You go to jail. If you want to open your mouth, then fine. That's what my response would be. And then we would see where they would go, because this is a game. And it's going on and on and on.
But you remember this. Do you remember this, Lillian? Remember when the scandal first broke and Elijah Cummings solved the problem? Remember this? This was right
as far as you were concerned, based on the information that you now have, which in its totality is greater than ours, is this case over? Have you solved the case of the IRS and how this came to be?
Based upon everything I've seen, the case is solved. And if it were me, I would wrap this case up and move on.
That was about a year ago. The case is solved, wrapped up, and moved on. Since then, five, count them, five missing, not emails, people's emails that were the main culprits in this, missing a Department of Justice, White House counsel, an IRS lawyer, missing in action, and a continuous drip of information, including the fact that the IRS Treasury wiped out Lois Lerner's BlackBerry, folks, after the investigation started. You know, they may think they're fooling us, but they're not. After the investigation started, they wipe out her email. You'd go to jail for that if you're anybody else. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Jordan, Congress is coming back. Hearing next week. By the way, we're here for another 30 minutes, folks. So don't turn that dial if you have the full hour. If you don't, just go over to aclj.org, SiriusXM. You got it. Again, if you want to talk to us on air, 800-684-3110. But this is the nonsense here is unbelievable.
Yeah, that's right. And we're talking about top IRS officials and this claim that the emails are gone, that these emails are missing, and that these are the people who are most involved with the IRS scandal. I mean, these were the people, the names are known. Judy Kindle, Ron Shoemaker, two Cincinnati officials. I mean, this is, you put it all together, this is the people who were always at the center of, at least they were somewhere on the emails, somewhere on the info. Their names were always being used in congressional hearings, testimony, especially the hearings that are done behind the scenes. And yet again, we are told more than a year into this, and once after,
right,
after being scolded that they weren't actually missing, that in fact they are.
So we've got Lois Lerner's emails missing, her backup data missing, her BlackBerry wiped out after the investigation started. We also know that the IRS is saying additional employees, including Cincinnati processing agents, that's revenue agents, a technical advisor to ex-IRS official Lois Lerner, a tax law specialist, and a group manager in the tax-exempt division experienced computer crashes. By the way, that level right there, that level that I just read you, is the operating level of tax exempt. So their stuff is gone. The IRS lawyer that was in charge of it, whenever the White House, he's gone. And Lois Lerner's BlackBerry is gone. We have got to have an independent counsel, folks, because we're not going to get fooled. We're playing fooling yourself, or they're not fooling us for a moment. ACLJ.org, 1-877-989-2255. ACLJ.org, 877-989-2255. We're really close to 110,000 signatures on this, folks. If you haven't signed on to it, go to ACLJ right now, aclj.org. Sign that petition to get the independent counsel, or call us at 1-877-989-2255. We can really make an impact here. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Back with your calls in a moment.
It's time to appoint a special prosecutor, an independent counsel that can cut through the administration's deflections and delays and get to the bottom of what happened. The ACLJ is moving forward with its federal lawsuit to get the truth. Now it's time for the Attorney General to appoint an independent special prosecutor to probe this IRS targeting scandal. Sign on to our petition demanding the Attorney General act now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
there you have it. So now David French is going to join us, and he's going to give me the answer. The answer that Jordan and I have been looking for, the missing answer. Five IRS officials' emails are gone. Their backup data is gone. The IRS lawyer, who was also the DOJ lawyer, who was also the White House counsel's lawyer, he's gone, missing in action. And by the way, after the investigation started, we wiped out Lois Lerner's BlackBerry because while we were getting rid of things, we got rid of her BlackBerry and also decided to destroy her hard drive. And the this is the weekend news of the IRS. You can't, folks, if I was trying to make this up, I don't think I could be. I'm really creative. I don't think I could come up with this. This is beyond. It's so past the pale, David, of credibility. It's really absurd what they're doing here.
What, you don't believe them?
No, I know. Am I the only one? I'm the last holdout. I knew it.
I trust
everybody
them
believes them but me. I don't understand that.
No, I mean,
and I worked for them.
You know, at this point, it's a bad joke. I mean, it really
except
is.
Except it's serious consequences.
They keep dribbling out incredible fact after incredible fact and yet still maintain that this is some kind of phony scandal. And their commissioner is still arrogant in his dealings with Congress, arrogantly trying to continue the cover-ups, arrogantly claiming this is that Congress's investigations are illegitimate. It really is absurd at this point.
So what's going to happen? I mean, here's the question, Jordan. They come back next week. Well, they're back, but what's going to happen when the commissioner goes back up?
We're going to get questioning from Congress, and I think, you know, the truth is that this may, I mean, with the court challenges that are going on, and again, these another admission by the IRS that they absolutely have lost basically everyone's emails that are involved in the target scandal for this period of time. You know, it may encourage the judges in these cases, it may, to really step up the pressure on the IRS to go, and if they have to, even engage outside companies to get these emails. Because, you know, on the one hand, what they'll say is we can't get it, but then they'll say, and this is what will be coming, but the tax inspector, you know, the general, they may be trying to gather that information, so we can't help you right now. It's a constant game of bait and switch with the IRS and the Department of Justice.
I think Cleta Mitchell had a great line on Fox News. I'm going to play our friend Cleta's line here. It's number 11.
I have gotten to the point where this is like one of those infomercials where they say, wait, wait, there's more. I mean, just when you think you've heard it all, then you find out more things about the IRS. There is no way that we are getting anywhere close to the truth about what happened. And the DOJ has become, in my opinion, complicit in trying to cover up what's going on.
I don't think there's any doubt about it. And I think the reality is, David, the American people realize that the wool's being pulled over their eyes, but this is a really serious, serious situation.
Absolutely. And, I think what's happening, it's that old saying, it's the drip, drip of scandal that gets to you after a while, but this is more like flood, flood.
Well, it just hasn't stopped.
Right.
I mean, the information, the hits keep on coming here. I mean, it's pretty amazing. William's calling from Georgia. Very quickly, please, William, you're on the air.
Right here.
Good. Yes.
Okay, my first thing is this. You know, I think it was a good idea what that lady said. They need to arrest the ones that are actually in charge of the emails. That way they can actually get them to speak on behalf of themselves, cover themselves as far as it's covered.
Yeah, but they're not. William, here's the problem. The one you want to speak to right now is this DOJ lawyer, and they're not producing him. They say that he doesn't work. First they're saying we're defending him. Then they say they're not. He doesn't work for us anymore. We can't get in touch with him. Now, we're going to try to find him. But really, they have an obligation to produce him. And William, the problem is they're not. That's like an obligation to maintain emails. And they're not. Thanks for calling in. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Hits keep on coming with this one. Fooling Yourself is the song you're hearing from our band. Very appropriate for today's topic. And we're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. And don't forget, sign on to that petition, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. As we take a break, enjoy the song Going Out.
Each
week, each congressional hearing produces more evidence of corruption inside the Obama administration's IRS. As more details about the targeting scheme surface, one thing is absolutely clear. The Obama administration, the IRS, continues to stonewall, continues to deceive Americans about the politically motivated, well-orchestrated scheme to unlawfully target conservative groups. It's also clear that we won't get the truth from the Obama administration's own investigation. That's why it's time to appoint a special prosecutor, an independent counsel that can cut through the administration's deflections and delays and get to the bottom of what happened. The ACLJ is moving forward with its federal lawsuit to get the truth. Now it's time for the Attorney General to appoint an independent special prosecutor to probe this IRS targeting scandal. Sign on to our petition demanding the Attorney General act now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
Song here that we did at Jay Sekulow Live, the famous stick song, Fooling Yourself. It's up at my Facebook at Jay Sekulow. Got tons of views this weekend. We posted up at 7:45, and a couple hours later, and over the weekend, I think it's now been viewed by about 350,000 people, or just shy of that, and went to about 1,150,000 Facebook impressions. 4,000 comments on the song. That was pretty impressive. All right, we're taking your calls. It's the most appropriate song for this mess that we're dealing with the IRS. Let's go right back to the phones, Jordan, here at 1-800-684-3110.
You've got to take the calls.
Oh, that's right. Still not working. We're having a little technical difficulty up in Washington, D.C. Leonard is calling from Washington State on line two.
Hey, thank you very much, guys. Yep. You know, I think what's happening here with the disappearing emails and a disappearing lawyer, I think this sounds to me like a full-blown cover-up.
It is.
And widespread corruption.
Let me tell you something, Leonard. It is. Who legitimately on the other side of this, I mean, we played the clip earlier, Elijah Cummings a year ago saying the case is closed. Republican, Democrat, Independent, not engaged in political discussions. Who, if you laid these facts out, nobody, David, believes this is just chance.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely. You know, here's what's giving the Democrats cover and the Obama administration cover right now is their base believes that whatever happened to conservatives, the conservatives deserved it. And so at this point, they're just willfully ignoring it. If you read left-wing sites like I read left-wing sites, you'll see they're just flat-out ignoring it like it never happened, because anything the Obama administration can do to crush conservatives, they're for.
So, Jordan, when those hearings start, what is it? I know we're going to be working on them as well. What is it we're going to be really looking for here? What is the answer? Is the question going to come, for instance, that just says this to the chair, the commissioner of the IRS, produce the missing lawyer?
Well, I think that will come. But of course, that will be up to, he will punt that to the Department of Justice, because technically that attorney was working for DOJ. That's where his salary came from. So that will be punted. I think for the IRS commissioner, the real question, what this really has to get to, is why did you come and scold us about releasing the information that the emails were gone and say that that wasn't true? And now you're coming back, you know, in this Friday news dump and said, actually, it was true, and here's the names of the people you lost. And is it time for you to step aside? because obviously you've lost control of the IRS. I mean, John Koskinen, they keep trying to say, oh, he's held all these positions, bid so, you know, he should be ashamed of how bad this has been handled. He's now either lied to Congress willfully or been so misinformed by his staff and kept his head buried in the sand so that he can say that he just was informed incorrectly instead of having to admit that he lied to Congress.
You know, hold him in contempt of Congress then. Or let him say I was misinformed by my people that were giving me the information. Let's get to the answer to this. We're going to get to the answer, and only with the special counsel, folks. That's why we want you to join our petition, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. I'm hopeful that tomorrow, folks, we're going to have a major, major announcement on an initiative we're undertaking on the ISIS issue in the Middle East and a book that we've written that's going to be available for pre-order starting tomorrow. And we're going to want to set a record with that, and we're going to have a whole campaign on you helping us do that. We want our voice, your voice, heard on that issue involving the Christian persecution in the Middle East. We hopefully will be able to get to that one tomorrow. Michael's calling from Virginia. He's on line one. Hi, Michael.
Hi, Jay. I promised George Norrie and his producers that I'm going to put together a test case here in the Norfolk, Virginia Beach area. 300 churches. We're going to try to bring together 50,000 people in this area to stand against corruption in government. Now, they have my number, my request to you. If we can do it here, we can do it in 12 other cities. That'll give me 600,000 people in the seats to talk directly to Jay Sekulow and George Norrie about ending corruption in government. Will you appear with George on his program to discuss this with me?
Well, I'm always willing to discuss. We do a lot of media on certainly on these issues and these topics. I don't know the particular broadcast schedules and all of that kind of information. But look, we don't hesitate to get our message out. We do not hesitate to engage audiences, whether it's on television, on radio, in the media. But, you know, I'm not going to say in which particular – I cannot pre-commit to the program, Michael, that you'd have me go on without – we have a media department, and they deal with that. But we appreciate you calling in. Thanks for asking. Let's go ahead and take some more calls. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Is that the UFO guy, David? Is that what you're saying?
The guy on Coast to Coast AM. I think, yeah, he talks about a lot of different things.
Well, maybe those UFOs have the missing emails. You never know. Could be. 1-800-684-3110 is the number if you want to talk to us on air. Let's go. Jordan, you still don't have it working?
I do not.
Your computer is still stalled. Have you thought what that means? Huh. Has the IRS gotten Jordan's computer and are wiping out the emails that Jordan had with Lois Lerner? No, I'm kidding. All right, well, I'm going to take another call. Jordan did not have any emails, I can tell you, Lois Lerner. The only thing Jordan has with Lois Lerner is in drafting of a lawsuit against Lois Lerner, a decision of which, by the way, I'm expecting like any moment now, literally any day now. All right, let's go to William from Virginia on line six. Hi, William. If you want to talk to us on air, by the way, 1-800-684-3110. Yes, sir.
Hello?
William, you're on the air.
Yeah, yep. First, I want to thank you all for what you're doing. I believe
thank
you'll call for such a time as this. And what I want to say, this is the biggest scandal since the Watergate,
yep.
And they know it. And the reason why they're stonewalling so much, they want you all to grow weary and give up.
Right.
They're stonewalling and hiding all of this stuff because I believe in my heart that this leads up to the president. And they know that. I mean, because I've never seen nothing like this. I'm 56 years old.
So I'm a little older than you now. And you're right. And I mean, we were younger during Watergate, but nothing like this. Missing lawyers, missing emails. You know, this is unprecedented. And now I appreciate you saying that, William. Jordan, let's focus on this lawyer a little bit because this is mind-boggling. Who is he? Where did he work? What did he know? When did he know it? And where has he gone?
Well, his name was Andrew Strelka, and he was a Department of Justice attorney going back to 2008. And he was immediately assigned to the IRS tax-exempt division to work for Lois Lerner. So he was there from 2008 to 2010, then back to the Department of Justice, and actually defended the IRS in a civil lawsuit for a long period of time. until there were questions raised about it, considering a conflict of interest, considering he had worked for the people that were being accused in that lawsuit, in the civil lawsuit. And then ultimately from there, he ended up at the White House and was at the White House counsel's office until June of this summer.
So, David.
And then they say he's gone.
Yeah. And they can't find him.
Yeah. Exactly. When Congress finds out about this attorney and all the positions he's had, the different positions he's had, put the pieces together, then they go to DOJ and said, okay, let's talk to him. Now he's gone.
Yeah, the whole thing is pretty incredible. And David, so let's talk about where we are. People need to know where we are in the litigation. So litigation's ongoing here, folks. We filed massive responses to the government's motion to dismiss. There's a companion case that has already been ruled in favor of the tax-exempt organization, and not our case, but a companion case. We're expecting that decision literally any day now.
Yeah, it could happen before radio's over. It could happen several months from now. It's up to the judge, but you know, he's given indications that he's ready to rule on it. And as soon as he rules, if the ruling is as we hope it will be, then we're going to be off to the races on discovery in this case. We're going to have a chance to put people under oath, to ask them questions directly under oath, and to get the documents that IRS has been withholding from, you know, perhaps even get documents it's been withholding from Congress.
Well, this is an ongoing scandal, and we're going to get to the bottom of it. Let me try to grab one more call in here very quickly. We're taking yours at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Rick is calling from Washington State on line 5. Hi, Rick.
Hello, gentlemen. The issue that I think that a lot of people are missing is Holder is the Attorney General.
Right.
As I remember things, the Justice Department is the supreme law enforcement.
Correct. And he has the sole discretion. He has the sole discretion to appoint or not appoint a special counsel. And right now, he is not going to. Listen to this soundbite from Eric Holder last year.
I have ordered an investigation to be begun. The FBI is coordinating with the Justice Department to see if any laws were broken in connection with those matters related to the IRS. Those were, I think as everyone can agree, if not criminal, they were certainly outrageous and unacceptable.
Yeah, outrageous, unacceptable, and then the president said not a smidgen of corruption. All right, here's what we're going to do. We've got one more segment left, and we're going to be taking more of your phone calls. 1-800-684-3110. Does this reach to the president? 800-684-3110. We've got a petition up on the IRS abuse. Get a special counsel. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. We really do want to hear from you, folks. If you want to talk to us on air, 800-684-3110. Does the president know? Did he know? And when did he know it? This is Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel for the ACLJ. The battle to defend our religious freedom is being fought in courtrooms at the highest level. The need for exceptionally trained lawyers to protect our future is vital. Regent University School of Law is the nation's preeminent Christian law program for anyone considering a career in law today. ABA-accredited Regent Law ranks top 10 in the nation in faculty, according to the Princeton Review. With over 66 awards, Regent also placed in the top 2 in the Oxford University Global Moot Court Championship, besting both Oxford and Cambridge. The ACLJ is located on Regent's campus in Virginia Beach, Virginia, offering students an unprecedented opportunity to work on landmark Supreme Court cases through our association. Real-world training by real-world lawyers for today's unprecedented challenges. Come and study law where the law began. For information, go to regent.edu/law. That's regent.edu/law.
Each week, each congressional hearing produces more evidence of corruption inside the Obama administration's IRS. As more details about the targeting scheme surface, one thing is absolutely clear. The Obama administration, the IRS, continues to stonewall, continues to deceive Americans about the politically motivated, well-orchestrated scheme to unlawfully target conservative groups. It's also clear that we won't get the truth from the Obama administration's own investigation. That's why it's time to appoint a special prosecutor prosecutor and independent counsel that can cut through the administration's deflections and delays and get to the bottom of what happened. The ACLJ is moving forward with its federal lawsuit to get the truth. Now it's time for the Attorney General to appoint an independent special prosecutor to probe this IRS targeting scandal. Sign on to our petition demanding the Attorney General act now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Broadcast, everyone. That's our good friends John Schlitt and John Elefante and our band here at J-Secular Live. Mark Townsend's in that as well from DC Talk Guitarist and a whole group of others. And that's available on our Facebook page at my Facebook page, J-Secular. We've got a great response here. By the way, over 2 million on Facebook between mine and Jordan's and ACLJ's. We want to get that up to new goal, 2,500,000. So we need everybody out there. Just hit, you know, if everybody that likes us would get a friend to like us, we'd be at 4 million. It really works that simply, and we encourage you to do that. Like us on Facebook. Encourage your friends to like us on Facebook. We're going to take the calls. Jordan still can't get to those, so I'm going to be calling them. Here we go. Kathy from California, you're on the air. Line 3. Kathy?
Hi, Jay. Thanks for taking my
call. Sure.
I probably have watched too many police-type things on TV. You guys have a huge audience. Why didn't you put up a BOLO online with the picture of this man? Surely there must be something like, I don't know, I don't do social media, but Facebook picture or a puppy.
Well, we did some of that. So we're on the lookout. He is showed up in a law firm in Washington, just like the other day, though, right? And Will, did you get his bio? Was it there? Yeah, so he's now with the law firm, but they're not making him available. So that's going to present an entirely different. They're going to have to subpoena him as an outside witness. That'll be a whole production, and whether the IRS is going to actually represent him or not. So he still is the missing lawyer. We know where he's residing and where his offices are, but he's not showing up to testify. We're taking your calls, 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. Mike's calling from California. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Jay, how you guys doing this morning? This is the problem I see what happened. Like Andy McCarthy has pointed out and other conservatives out there, the Republicans have surrendered impeachment and everything. And this is why this president's going to continue to act so brazen. He doesn't care. He knows that this Congress is not going to do anything. And I know you guys probably aren't going to agree with me on this, but they're going to continue on stonewalling and nothing's going to happen. Any other time, the Republicans have never presented this to American people. Only like me and all conservatives are outraged, but the whole nation should be outraged. We're talking about our constitutional republic.
No, Jordan, give us that's a good question, Robin. I want you to be able to stay on the line here and hear because we have a follow-up for you. Jordan, go ahead and respond to that.
Well, I think it's one of those situations where Congress is, I think, doing what they can, and I think that they are not prosecutors. And ultimately, in this situation, Mike, people elected President Obama. They elected him twice. So there's some deference there. Do I think the administration is withholding? Do I think they're obstructing? Yes. But we have to take that message louder and clearer to a much broader audience and explain why it's not just about partisan politics. Because the left, that's what they try to do. They try to make this all about politics, and this is Republican versus Democrat. And ultimately, we've got to explain why. This is not that this is a problem with trusting the bureaucracy of government. If you can't do that, then it doesn't really matter who's in the White House, because ultimately you've lost the basic trust. You may not like the IRS, but the idea that you can't trust that they won't come after you just because of your political views or your religious views puts your dislike of maybe the IRS and what the, you know, and having to pay taxes and the bills that come in and the threat of the IRS into a whole new level. And that's really the problem. But I think we can't expect too much from Congress, especially when, hello, the Senate is controlled by Harry Reid. And again, these are elected by the people. So the people, American people, got to wake up.
David, what's your sense of it?
I mean, look, there's just absolutely no way that even if the Republican House impeached him, passed articles of impeachment, the Senate would not convict. The Senate would not convict even if the Republicans take control of the Senate in 2014. There would not be the supermajority required to do that. It's just, it can't happen. And so if we're going to spend time talking about that, we're going to be spending time talking about something that's not politically possible. And that's the issue I have with it. And even in 2014, if you look at the polling right now, the polling is not showing some sort of fundamental national shift. It's showing that in conservative states, Republicans tend to be leading, and in more liberal states, the Democrats tend to be leading. That's not a change in our national right. political climate.
It is not. All right, very good. Thanks for calling in, Mike, though. Good questions. Rob's calling from Florida. He's on line one. Hi, Rob.
Hey, Jay. Thanks for all you guys do. I really appreciate it. Real quick, if Lois Lerner already admitted in a previous hearing to wrongdoing, then plead the fifth, and we all know that she screwed that up when she did that.
Right.
And then in May, I believe it was, right, didn't they vote unanimously that she was in contempt
yes.
to Congress?
Yep.
Why is she not in jail? They don't have that power?
Well, it's a power that is, you've got to be very cautious, and it has not been used often, which you actually arrest them and put them in jail. And while she is counsel, and there's a question of whether she actually did waive her Fifth Amendment privilege, there'd be a legal issue there. There would be a legal challenge there. It's just not that simple. And I think what Jordan said earlier is right, what both Jordan and David are saying, right? Congress can only do so much here. That's why we're in federal court, folks, fighting it out. Because ultimately, that's probably where we're going to get the answers from. Because, you know, we're pushing for DOJ to do the right thing, which is to get an independent counsel. Short of that, it's our litigation. And that's why we're doing exactly what we're doing. Timothy from Florida, on line four. Hi, Timothy.
Hi, how you doing, Jay? Thank
Good.
You for taking my call, sir.
Sure.
Now, my issue and my question is, again, kind of like the previous caller.
Yep.
I just can't quite understand why, if me as an American citizen,
yep.
I'm not a bureaucrat at all, and I obstruct justice on such a scale, there's no question that I'm going to prison. There's
right.
no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And it's frustrating that, you know, these people can do these things and their feet aren't being held to the fire.
Well, exactly. The frustration, David would agree. I'm going to get David and Jordan on this. But look, I mean, it is frustrating. How about us? We've been litigating this case for over a year and a half. We're still waiting for the first substantive decision. In the case, and then we'll get some more information afterwards. But information is still coming out. The good news is information is still coming out.
Well, and that's why we have to keep talking about this. This is
yep.
a really big country, and most people don't spend their days obsessing over politics. It takes a long time to
yep.
get a message out about a controversy. That's why I have to keep talking about it. And even though we're all frustrated, we can't grow weary in well-doing. We have to keep at it.
And Jordan, your sense is this will be front and center next week on the Hill.
That's right. Even this week, I mean, you know, this is all coming together in Washington, D.C., and the IRS obviously had to answer Congress, so they've now confirmed that these – I mean, I couldn't believe it, honestly, on Friday, because we've already seen these news reports once, and then the IRS commissioner actually tried to refute them and say, well, we're not actually sure we've lost them, that was – he chided Congress and chastised Congress, said you were wrong by releasing this piecemeal, and now they've come out and said, well, actually, you're right. Here's the five officials in addition to Lois Lerner. And this is in addition to the fact that they wiped her BlackBerry after the congressional inquiry began. Remember, all this has happened since Congress has been out, so they haven't gotten a time to really hit on this yet.
All right, very good. So the song is Fooling Yourself. It's by Styx, but the version you're hearing is by the band here at Jay Sekulow Live. You can listen to that and see the video of it that we did on Facebook. I encourage you to do that on my Facebook. It was released Friday at around 7:45 at night. If you haven't signed the petition yet, do it at ACLJ.org. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. And get your friends to like us on Facebook. Very important that you do that. And we will talk to you tomorrow.
Time to
to appoint a special prosecutor, an independent counsel that can cut through the administration's deflections and delays and get to the bottom of what happened. The ACLJ is moving forward with its federal lawsuit to get the truth. Now it's time for the Attorney General to appoint an independent special prosecutor to probe this IRS targeting scandal. Sign on to our petition demanding the Attorney General act now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.